Raiders of El Pacifico, Bill Hendry.
There was not one moment during the footage that she was uncomfortable with.
I was down there a month ago, before most of these talking heads were even...
Why should a fat, large man be able to take his top off of the beach?
If you look under the Rivers and Harbors Act, it makes it a criminal federal misdemeanor.
I am gay.
I don't bite.
Famous Phil Hendry Show here every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. This is a show where truth is our bitch. And through the looking glass we go, man, to try to find that thing called, well, a couple of laughs, too. But truth, you know, yeah, sure, we're interested in truth, whatever you say, Mom. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. And also on our website, philhendryshow.com, this is a very, very important adjunct to our program, because our show, unlike probably any other radio show on the dial anywhere, our show uses interactive media. We use the social networking sites. We use the web as our right arm in presenting our show and making it all the more enjoyable for you. So not only do you listen to the show, but you can also watch it. We have live streaming video of our show right now, live streaming audio as well. Our show is downloadable tomorrow. We have archives, after hour, after hour, after month, after year. We have the largest archive of a single radio show anywhere on the web, and we have tons and tons of video archival footage as well. So head on over there, philhendryshow.com, right now. Coming up on the show tonight, a CNBC host is offended that Obama said ass. Nice try there, Becky, or whatever your name is. I don't think so. She said he demeaned the presidency or did something bad. And so, you know. Anyway, plus a man makes his pregnant girlfriend sign a contract that would allow him to abuse her. That's very, I'm kidding. No, it's very bad. Bob Green and Ted Bell will join us tonight. Mr. Green's the CEO of Fraser Foods, and you know Ted Bell. He is the owner of Ted's of Beverly Hills, as we talk to both of these gentlemen about workplace-related issues. 877-876-PHIL. Our affiliate spotlight this evening, great affiliate in Cincinnati, WQRT, 1160 AM, and in Traverse City, Michigan, WJML, 1110 AM. Both great affiliates on the Phil Hendry Show Radio Network. 877-876-PHIL. Joining us tonight on our newsmaker line is Robert Green, the CEO of Fraser Food. And it's a very interesting workplace, a very interesting environment, traveling the highways with cell phones and our ability, not just cell phones, but the new smartphone and our ability, Bob, to transmit information, all kinds of information, makes it very challenging for all of us, whether we're working or traveling, huh?
It absolutely does, Phil. And being the CEO of a company where we've got a lot of young people working for us, we have an awful lot of young people that are very familiar with the new ways of communicating, whether it's texting, whether it's sending video phone information. Now, we've got smartphones now that you can use that will allow you to talk to an individual as well as see them. I was involved in a relationship in our Boyd Park store with a young checker, and for better or for worse, Phil, for good or for bad, we wound up sending each other different texts, as I'm sure you understand, and they were accompanied sometimes by photographs. They were not the, I suppose they were not intended for anything other than anyone other than adults, and they never did reach anybody other than adults. And this young lady and I eventually did part ways. It was an uncomfortable situation to be in. I'm the CEO not only of our Southern California stores, but also of stores across the Southwest as well as the Southeast.
So you were in a relationship with a young woman. She was a checker.
She's one of our checkers, and Terry has gone on, by the way, Phil, to become one of our store managers. So she's done very well, but we had a personal relationship that did involve this kind of sending of this material, including very adult photographs.
All right, I don't want to intrude on your privacy, but was she sending the photographs?
Right, yeah, primarily she was.
And were they, I guess you could, I guess I could use my imagination, huh?
Well, they were adult in nature, and they were not intended for anybody other than my eyes, and they were very personal, and they involve nudity, and that's all I'd like to say about that. But
no, I understand.
But again, that was going on, and our relationship sort of ran its course, and Carrie began dating another employee of mine, who at that time was one of our department managers, and this again is in our Buena Park store.
So she's no longer going out with you, and I understand, Bob, you're a single man, but you have been married, right?
That is correct, yeah.
So she was no longer going out with you and started dating someone else in the store?
Well, somebody else in our Buena Park store. And no, I'm not trying to do a review of who's dating who at the Buena Park Fraser Foods.
No, I understand.
My purpose in talking about this is the distraction of people sending each other these photographs and messages that are pornographic in nature. And I received a very graphic photograph on my cell phone from this young lady after she and I had broken up. And I immediately went to her and asked her why she had sent this material to me, given the fact that I was no longer involved with her, and she said it was a mistake that she was sending it to this new boyfriend she had. So I had a problem, and the problem was I suddenly realized that she was sending this stuff to, I guess, anybody, and was sending it out there almost as if she was involved in some kind of a, I don't know, selling pictures for money. I don't know what she was doing.
Well, don't you think it was just something she was engaged in? She had done it with you, right?
Well, that's true, but she'd done it with me. We had a relationship that I think was based upon, I guess you could say, that kind of frankness. When I got this picture by mistake, naturally I called her up good-naturedly, and I said, I appreciate you sending me that, but I told you that I can't be involved with you anymore, and I don't think that it's appropriate for you to send me this, as much as you may still be attracted to me. And that's when she said that it was actually intended for this other man. And that's when the light went on for me. I realized that this is going on, and some other guy now had the benefit of seeing what I had seen and looking at what I had looked at. I realized then, Phil, that this may be going on throughout the store and throughout all of our 27 stores in the Southeast and the Southwest. And that's when I issued a memo saying that I believe that the sending of pornography via cell phones and via smartphones is a distraction at work, and that I think it can become such a distraction that individuals don't get their jobs done, and worse yet, they actually endanger their own health and safety, or the health and safety of someone else, especially when we're talking about our loading docks and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I no longer wanted individuals coming into work with smartphones or iPhones or any kind of a phone that could transmit this kind of pornography, and that I would confiscate them, and if need be, and I underline that, if need be, we would turn the phone on and access photographs to see whether or not there was pornography involved.
All right, well, now hold on for a minute, Bob, because now you're getting into an area that you may get an argument over, you know.
Well, the argument would only be given to me from people who have this kind of material on their phone. And I don't care if they have that kind of material on their phone. But if they do have that kind of material on their phone, there's a very good chance that they are looking to transmit it to someone, send somebody a very graphic picture of their genitals or whatever it is that these people do.
And well, you're saying whatever it is these people do. You know that your girlfriend was sending you these photographs, right?
My girlfriend was sending what?
When you say these people...
Well, no, what Carly was doing with me, I'm working in an office, and I'm the chief executive officer of our company, but I'm not working in a stock room, and I'm not working at our deli counter, and I'm not working with customers on that level. So if one of these young men is receiving pornographic photographs sent to him by his girlfriend, who is showing him her breasts or whatever private area she wants. I don't believe in this kind of thing in the workplace. I was very shocked when I found out that Terry was sending this to another guy. And a lot of people said to me, well, are you jealous?
That would be my question.
Well,
I mean, it sounds to me like what triggered this was the fact that she sent this to this other guy. And
it angered me, but it also opened my eyes to this other problem. I was angry that she was showing what she had to another guy, but then I realized that this is going on throughout our company.
Well, what kind of pushback, if any, are you getting from employees by confiscating their phones?
Right now, we're not getting any. People recognize that we have the right to make sure that they're doing the job and are not distracted by pornography that they have secreted on a phone and are bringing it into a workplace.
What kind of pushback are you getting, if you don't mind me asking, Bob, on going through people's phones to see if they have pornographic images there?
Well, up to this point, we haven't told people that we were doing that, and I'll tell you why. We feel we have the right to go through their phone because the place of business is a private business, and it is owned by me. And somebody bringing in photographs of their girlfriend or boyfriend showing their very graphic imagery of their private area, we think this endangers the work environment in a privately owned business.
So you're going through people's phones without telling them that...
Up until last week, we are now telling people that when we take your phone... We're going to look and see if there is anything on that phone that is of a pornographic nature.
If there isn't, do you give the phone back?
Unfortunately, we can't, Phil, because there is still the possibility they'll transmit these pictures. As I don't want to sound suspicious, but you're the young lady who brings a phone to work and there's nothing pornographic on it. I give it back to her. She may feel during a lunch break or a time away from work where she has some privacy that she'll take a picture of herself in a manner and send it to a boyfriend. So
you think people are going to have the time to do that at work? You know,
Phil, this is almost an epidemic of pornography that's being transmitted via these cell phones and via these iPhones to people all over the country. And ours is the first workplace, we think, to have done something about it.
Well, Robert Green is joining us. A very controversial move, though, I have to say. And the fact that people, he says, people are taking pornographic pictures of themselves and sending them via, you know, the messaging ability of an iPhone or a smartphone or any phone. They're sending photographs of themselves to girlfriends or boyfriends during the work hours, or they're watching or looking at these photographs or videos. He's confiscating the phones of his employees so that none of that goes on while they're working for him. And he says further, they go through the phones of each employee, looking at the images to make sure there's nothing, quote, pornographic. Is this a violation of an individual's, rights under the Constitution to be secure in their privacy? He says no, because it's a private business. We'll find out. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. Your calls for our guest, Robert Green, coming up on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
Okay, now?
No, we got a break.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
Our number is 877-876-PHIL. We're talking about the tendency of many employees, many people who work, or just the tendency of people, especially with today's smartphones, to send a photograph, send pictures of themselves, or send videos of themselves, sometimes in very graphic settings. Bob Green joins us. He's the CEO of Fraser Foods. They have some 27 stores, grocery stores. It's a grocery chain. You have taken, Bob, to confiscating the phones of employees, smartphones, all phones?
Any phone that has the ability, obviously, Phil, to transmit this kind of pornography, obviously, and that's just about every cell phone that is made. And it is unfortunate, but I have told my employees that I will not have this kind of material transmitted, especially during work time. And more to the point, I think, I don't want my employees stopping down and opening their phone up and turning it on, and while they are working, looking at pornographic and graphic images of a girlfriend or a boyfriend in a position, you know, in a pornographic images. And
now, you said that you have told your employees, and we'll get to some phone calls here in a moment, 877-876-PHIL, but just this question. You have now told your employees that you're opening their phones up and looking at them. You're not doing it before?
Well, first of all, as a private business, I have the right to go into anyone's personal effects that I think may contain materials that jeopardize the safety and well-being of my workers. As a courtesy, last week I started telling my employees that once we confiscate your phone, then we do go through it, and if we find any inappropriate material, we can download it to a file, to your personal file, and that becomes affixed to your file.
You download the image off their phone?
Unfortunately, yes, we do, and it's something that I don't want to do because I do not particularly take any great joy out of looking at this kind of thing.
But you said, Bob, that this all started. You had an employee, a young lady you were dating.
Well, I don't want to get too hung up. I was dating Carly. She was sending me these pictures. It was private. It was nobody's business. She was the one that ratcheted it up by sending pictures of herself the way that she sent pictures of herself to me. She sent those out to this new guy. And that got the wheel spinning for me, and that got me to thinking about this.
877-876-PHIL is the number. Let's go to a phone call here on the Phil Hendry Show, talking to Robert Green. Here is Julie calling. Julie, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bob Green. Go ahead, please.
Hello. I was just wanting to comment and say that I think that it's a violation of people's rights for him to do that. And I don't, first of all, I don't understand who would even give their cell phones to him in the first place.
You're coming into my place of business and you have on that phone pornographic images of yourself that you have intent to transmit to your boyfriend or whoever, first of all, that is a distraction. I think it's a workplace violation. And certainly we don't want that kind of material on our premises.
I understand that it's a distraction, and not having cell phones on your premises is one thing, but what about asking your employees to leave them in their cars or leave them at home?
They could certainly do that, but you'd be surprised.
Well, what about employees that need to bring their phone with them in case they want to be in touch with their families?
Well, I think that's something they should have thought of before they started taking pictures of themselves with their camera between their legs or whatever they're doing. You can only have it one way, Phil, and that is the way that's going to be good for the workplace. If they really need to talk to somebody at home, they can certainly use a store phone.
Well, what right, about, you know, I think that any employee receiving any text message, regardless if it's a picture of someone in between someone's legs or a picture of their pet in a workplace is a distraction in the first place.
Well, I'm glad
many
you agree with us.
They don't allow
you
to have your cell phone
right.
and use it
right.
while at work. And,
right.
You know,
well, we did until we realized that people were taking pictures of they were sticking the camera down there and taking a picture of it and then sending it to a boyfriend. That, to me, is beyond the pale, and we won't have it.
All right, Julie, thank you. 877-876-PHIL. Let's go over to Jennifer. Jennifer, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have a question about the phone deal there. Let's say someone has a picture of their... say they're toddler, a cute little picture of the toddler in the bathtub. Someone might say, oh, that's pornographic. And so who defines pornographic? Of course, everyone knows
well,
a picture
I think
of their...
That, I think that if you think a child in a bathtub is pornographic, you got problems. I think we all know what we mean by pornography.
No, I understand that, but where is the definition?
I just explained it to you.
Well, I mean, she's asking.
We're not going to confiscate anybody's phone unless you get your thrills looking at your kid nude. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I'm saying if I were to show my coworker a picture of my, you know, and someone goes, "Oh, that,"
well, then you're actively transporting pornography.
Well, wait a minute. All right, we'll be back. Phil Henry.
Phil Henry.
877-876 Phil.
Phil Henry.
877-876-PHIL. Robert Green joins us. Bob has been with us. He is the CEO of Fraser Foods. They are a large grocery chain. And the idea of cell phone messaging and the people transmitting pictures of themselves, you're primarily concerned with girls, young men, young women transmitting pictures of themselves that you consider pornographic, and yet this was something your girlfriend did.
You're talking about my girlfriend?
This young lady, Carly?
Well, Carly did it and transmitted these photographs to me. That's how I became familiar with it. If you're trying to draw some distinction, you're trying to say that I'm making a distinction between her sending me pictures of herself and her sending and other people in the store doing it, the distinction is the following thing. I didn't know that when I got that picture of her, and she had literally taken the camera and pointed it between her legs, I was very shocked, and I told her so. Then she told me it wasn't intended for me, that it was intended for another guy. And I said to her, that picture that she was sending to this guy that got to me mistakenly was more graphic than anything she'd sent me. And I was disgusted and a little bit angry that she wouldn't send me anything like that, even though I was grateful she hadn't. And that's when I said I'd rather that you not do that unless you want this boyfriend of yours fired. And that's when I said I think I'd like to see what, you know, people are sending. Now, if you're intimating that because we download these pictures, somehow we're culpable, I download these and keep them in the separate files of the employees.
I'm curious. You said that when she sent you that picture, you were mystified as to why you never got one that graphic?
I don't think I ever used the word mystified.
You said that she sent this picture that was very graphic. She never sent one to you that graphic.
But she's got this new boyfriend. He's one of my department managers, and she's sending him some stuff that was pretty filthy, if you want my honest opinion, and I was angry that I had never gotten anything that filthy, but I was also grateful that I hadn't.
Why were you grateful? I'm just curious.
I'm grateful because I didn't want to be seen as a CEO trafficked in that kind of photographs of that, you know, that part of the body, which was not the part of the body you'd think she'd be photographing.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green on the sending of pornographic pictures, men and women, to each other. Here is Kira in Tennessee. Kira, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead, please.
My question is, why did it become a problem when she started sending photos of herself to this new gentleman? It wasn't a problem previous to the breakup, obviously.
Well, It was a problem. I didn't know the extent of it. I assumed that she was only sending... I didn't think that it was widespread. When she sent this new photograph to this new guy, I realized that it was more widespread than I thought it would be.
Well, why do you say that? When you say more widespread, you certainly didn't think you were the only guy getting pictures.
Well, I didn't think that when I told her that we couldn't see each other anymore, that she would... I mean, if you want to say she'd get over me that fast, that she's showing this new guy everything.
Well, did you get angry? Were you jealous?
No, if you're trying to say that I got jealous and I started coming down on the rest of my... No, that had nothing to do with it. Is that what the young lady is saying? I don't understand her question.
Well, you go on to talk about she was sending you all these lewd photographs, you know, of herself in poses and whatnot. And obviously you accepted them and went on for some time. And then there's a breakup and you accidentally get a rogue photograph that wasn't intended to come to you. It was intended to go to the new person. And right. Now it becomes a problem, so you take it out on all the employees. That doesn't necessarily sound...
I don't think I'm... I don't know. Are you saying that, in other words, what you're saying is what? That I got angry that she's sending... Why would she send to a new guy something entirely new? Something that I'd never seen her do? That's question number one.
It was... You know... She sent nude photographs of herself to you while you were dating. When the breakup occurred, she started sending nude photographs to her new boyfriend, and it became a problem.
Yeah, why is it a problem? Yeah.
It sounds like a jealousy issue.
No, it's not a jealousy. I knew you were going there. No, it's not a jealousy issue. If she wants to... can I be very honest with you, Phil?
As long as you're not graphic.
I'm not going to be graphic, but she sent me pictures of when she spread her legs. Okay. This new guy, it was from behind.
Bob, that's too graphic.
You have to understand.
No, I don't need to know the specifics of it, okay?
But why would she do that? And so I decided that if that's the kind of filth that a woman engages in when she is trying to make a man jealous, there must be a lot of that going on, and that's what I decided to...
Oh, I see. So she was trying to make you jealous, and therefore you decided to confiscate all the phones because there must be a lot of women out there making a lot of guys jealous.
If a woman is willing to do that to me, and I'm the CEO of a company, what do you think she's going to do to a guy that's tearing the tops off of the Maggio carrots? What do you think she's going to do to a guy that's stalking the tuna? What is she going to do to a guy that's slicing ham? See what I mean? So, and I would ask the young lady, Kira, certainly you're not going to try and drive a CEO mad with jealousy because he's got a lot of money. But a guy that's only making $15, $20 an hour, you'll drive him mad with jealousy by making sure he sees these very graphic early morning dew.
All right, Bob, but...
Well, you understand.
No, but I mean, we don't need to get into this. You're talking now about some very strange stuff that has to do with what women are willing to do to drive a man crazy. Kira, thank you for your call. 877-876-PHIL. Here is Jane in Queens, New York. Jane, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. All of a sudden, I've lost my ability to go to the phone calls, so could we go remote to Jane?
Yes. Just
Hi.
Two things. I don't agree
yes, ma'am.
To take away the employees' phones. I think that most employees are not engaging in sexual activities with their...
Well, we don't know that. We don't know that. We don't know that for a fact. I just can't make that assumption.
But the bottom line is this. With emails, for instance, compliance says that you cannot use your emails because it's on the company server, and it could affect the company's bottom line. But
right.
if an individual employee was to bring in their laptop, you can't confiscate their laptops because you think they're sinning. And that's
this
basically
is not,
what...
laptop. This is the individual's iPhones and smartphones where you can take a video and send it to a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and this pornography is going back and forth across our country.
Not technically aware because you can use a laptop and take pictures, but that's beyond the point. The point
you're
here is
you can drag a laptop into the bathroom and take a movie of yourself.
This is an
All right,
individual city. More importantly, a cell phone can be used for emergencies. It's a connection to family members outside of the workforce. And what's happened here, in my opinion, and you know what an opinion is, everybody has one, doesn't mean it's right, but in my opinion,
that opinion is like what that girl took a picture of and sent to that new boyfriend.
Mentioned
That's what you took opinion
times.
Of, what the opinion's like.
All right, hold on for a minute, please, Bob.
Because, quote-unquote, you were a CEO or are the CEO, and she hurt your rich feelings, then everybody has to suffer because some poor slob can get hurt because you got hurt. The bottom line is you got hurt.
She's sending a picture to this guy that she never sent to me, okay? And
bothering you when she was taking pictures of you. she didn't bother you when she was sending them to you. So obviously it was all right.
I was not aware of the problem. I was not aware of the problem. You're making a good point. I wasn't aware of the problem. I should have been. When I realized that after I, frankly, I dumped her, and I think she was getting back at me by taking pictures of herself with, you know, this vegetable I think I mentioned.
I don't, Mr. Green, we don't need to know the graphic nature.
All right, so she took these pictures, sent them to this guy, and then I realized two things, Jane. I realized what a slut I'd been involved with, and excuse my language, and I realized that this may be going on throughout the company to guys that don't have my money and
Can
influence.
Can I ask one last question before I leave you? What
Certainly.
About guys, because obviously you have a thing about women, what about the guy who during his lunch break goes and gets a Playboy magazine? Do you confiscate his magazine as he comes back into the workforce? I mean, he could sit there and get a little sexually aroused during his break, could he not?
Well, I think Playboy has proven to be very tame in this day and age of these graphic videos that your girlfriend can make while she's
That's
sitting
right.
in a toilet stall. So
during a lunch break, he comes back with this really explicit magazine. Do you confiscate it as he comes in the door? My question.
No, I would not. No, I would not.
Why not? Why not?
And not a slut?
I wouldn't. I beg your pardon?
Because he's a man and not a quote-unquote slut?
Men traditionally look at those magazines as a way of toning down the aggressive testosterone that is in them.
Does the word bigot come to mind? Because you have problems. You really do.
I'm saying that when a woman sends the man a picture of herself that she wouldn't send to another boyfriend who makes more money, I think that that woman is trying to drive that guy out of his mind.
Have you got
And I
well, what?
Break up?
What about?
What? I can't understand either one of you people.
I'm asking, what about the guy who's bringing in the penthouse or the Playboy?
Penthouse, buddy. We've moved well beyond penthouse. It's swank. It's high society. It's Smokers Weekly. We've moved way past that. Some of the things that we stock.
All right, so you don't want to answer the question. Jane, thank you very much for your call. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL. We're talking to Bob Green about his confiscating the cell phones, the iPhones, and the smartphones of employees who may be sending pornographic pictures of themselves and receiving them on work time. He's not only taking the phones, but, Bob, you are downloading the images from those phones.
We are, because they're in phones that are on my premises, and so those images I feel I can download and put into the file of the individual employee. I wasn't able to get the girlfriend that my former girlfriend, because she quit, and she works for another company. So, unfortunately, I couldn't put those images into her file, but I did put them into the file of the new boyfriend. And when he complained to me, I said, had you come to me and asked me about this young lady that you've decided to, frankly, risk your health with.
Why'd you say that?
Well, for reasons that I can explain. But I said, if had you come to me, I would have told you that you're probably going to get some pictures from her that'll curl your hair, curl your toes. But he didn't do it.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. Robert Green with us. I don't know about the... I still don't believe that the constitutionality of this, where we know that an individual's right to privacy and to be secure in their personal effects and papers and so on, this is part of our Bill of Rights. I don't know that's not being violated here. I don't know that just because someone has a picture of their girlfriend or boyfriend on their iPhone... that their ability to do their job is being threatened. Robert Green is with us. He is confiscating the phones of employees, looking to see if there's any, quote, pornographic images in those phones of boyfriends and girlfriends. And if there are, he downloads copies of those and puts them into the employee's file. 877-876-PHIL, world-famous Phil Henry Show. More to come tonight. 6 pets that you can eat in Asia. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry.
world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Because it won't keep.
I'm talking with Robert Green from Fraser Foods about the idea that employees have cell phones, smartphones, iPhones that have pictures of boyfriends and girlfriends, photographs that are quote-unquote pornographic, naked, very personal in nature. If you wouldn't mind, before we get to some phone calls, tell me again, you said when Carly would send you these pictures?
When my girlfriend would send me these pictures, obviously I got very excited looking at them and had to... there's an instinct that men have something they want to do when they see a picture like that. Obviously, I'm at work, so I can't do anything about it. But being the CEO of the company, I've got an executive, private bathroom. But most of the employees, they don't. And this can drive a man half to three-quarters of a way completely out of his, or if not completely out of his mind, half to three-quarters of a way to completely out of his mind, a girlfriend sending him a picture of that, opinions are like blank, blank, everybody's got one. Well,
No, I understand. That's what you mentioned to me in the last break. That's what the picture was. But to say that a guy has got to take care of it and you have an executive place. Anyway, 877-876-PHIL. Here is Stefana in Toronto. Stefana, you're on the Phil Hendry Show with Robert Green. Go ahead, please.
Hi. I just wanted to say I feel like the guy on the line right now sounds a lot more like a bitter ex-boyfriend than he does a trustworthy boss. And quite frankly, I would probably file a suit if I found out that my boss somehow gained access to my cell phone, or I don't know, are you requesting the phone
to
download these images?
We're requesting the phone. We're requesting the phone, and we're saying that if we find any images of if it were you, Stefana, I would say, if you're sending your boyfriend pictures of, you're dropping your top, I don't know what you would do.
Okay,
but
are you looking at the date?
I'm going to want to download those.
Are you looking at the date and time that the image was taken by the females? I mean, if it was not taken at work, if it was not sent out during work, how is it any of your business?
Well, why is it on her phone? Why is she bringing this into the workplace? That's suspicious.
Because a phone is a current piece of technology that we use as a means to communicate in this day and age. You've said in the past 10 minutes, you've said that you guys have evolved from Penthouse to, what is it, Gentlemen's Clubs and all that, magazines? Well, we've evolved from...
Swank.
We've evolved from pornographic drawings to technology where we can send our boyfriends images. I mean, I'm not saying that I take part in this behavior, but it's a valid point.
Sure.
I mean, here we have...
Well, ma'am, I would say that when you come into a workplace and you have these images on your phone and you're saying to me, well, I took this last night in the middle of the night, I would say to you, yeah, but you came in here to transmit it during your work time.
How
so
do you
that
know
you
that?
Can drive your... Well, why are you bringing it into the workplace?
You're making an assumption. You're making an assumption just as you were making an assumption that men are not looking at these magazines, these pornographic magazines that they're bringing in for reasons of getting aroused in the washroom on their lunch break. How do you know? You're making an assumption in the men's favor.
No, I'm saying that a man, it's better that a man comes in with a penthouse than he comes in with a picture of his girlfriend who's attempting to drive him completely out of his mind while
all right,
Bob.
What about
no girlfriend who is?
Ma'am, my business, the business that I operate here is a grocery store. My employees have no reason to bring laptops. They're working in a produce section. They're working in a checkout stand. That's a different environment.
Okay.
But they do have the iPhones, and they've got these pretty graphic pictures that they take when they go into the washroom. These young ladies. I'm not saying you, but they'll sneak off to the bathroom to get a picture of it so they can send it to a boyfriend.
Wait, hold on. Are you telling me these girls are going off to the bathroom to take these pictures to send to a boyfriend almost as if they're sneaking a cigarette?
In many ways, it is like smoking a cigarette, yeah. It's like an addiction. It's like an addiction. They need to get up. They need to find
a private place to get a quick snapshot. You run a grocery store. How is it any of your business what kind of sexual addiction somebody has, or any addiction?
If they're sending images out into my store, and one of the guys that works in my stock room is looking at a picture of his girlfriend with a
quite frankly,
and he drops a crate
on top of another guy and murders that man, we got a problem. We got a problem.
Quite
with
frankly,
the girl,
why?
With the cucumber.
Why is he looking at his cell phone? I mean, wouldn't you hold him responsible
exactly.
for taking these images and passing them around?
Exactly. Why is he? I'll tell you why. Because some girl out there decided to see if she couldn't get a man killed in a stockroom.
Oh, come on,
really,
man. You're not, you don't really think that.
I think that a lot of these young ladies, yeah, I don't think this young lady that I'm talking to, but I think a lot of young women take these photographs to see if they can get a man killed while working a forklift.
Okay, well,
are you kidding?
Well, here's a scenario.
God, man.
One of the stock boys sends a text message to the female employee he's dating saying, listen, I slept with your best friend. Was his intention for the female stock person to drop a box on the, you know, the next female stock person and kill her? No, it's communication about their relationship. It's none of your business.
You don't have women working in stock rooms.
All right, what if he sent it to his hairdresser girlfriend?
Seriously.
And she's going to cut somebody. She's going to cut someone's throat with the scissors?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
All right. Listen,
yes.
Stefano, I got to take a break. Thank you. Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL with Robert Green of Fraser Foods.
Phil Henry.
Come on.